Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Reverend Valerie Burnwell. My prayer is that this day has been filled with blessings, and if you didn't understand the blessings, at least you understood the opportunity for the blessings. Give God honor and praise for another opportunity to be with you, that we might share together a word of empowerment. Our ministry segment today is about understanding your season. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, starting at verse 1 from King James Version, says, "To everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. In all things there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." That's our focus for this episode, really trying to get an understanding of what our seasons are, how they affect our lives, and how we're to handle them so that we can reap the harvest and the benefit of each season. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you now, God, just giving you glory, honor, and praise for this ministry opportunity. Father, I thank you for the clarity of speech and understanding, God, that the listeners may hear from you, that they may receive the word, and that their lives be empowered. God, I pray for every listener now in the name of Jesus, that they would understand the season that they're in, God, and that they would understand your timing in their life. Father, I thank you. I give you praise, glory, and honor. And I count these things done now in Jesus' name. Amen. Understanding your season. Like it is with the seasons of the world, fall, winter, spring, and summer, in the natural sense, spiritually we also have winter, spring, summer, and fall in our lives. And of course, our lives consist of our ministry, our spiritual growth, our businesses, our finances, our relationships. Every aspect of our spiritual life has a correlation to a season. How do we know what season we're in? With that, we have to understand God's timing. We have to discern. You might say, well, what does it mean to discern? Discerning is the ability to perceive or to recognize, the ability to judge well. So before we can even recognize our season, we have to recognize well God's timing for our life. As always, when God gives me a topic, I sort of throw it around in the group, at work, at church, with my husband, just to get a feel for how they're relating to what the Lord is giving me for a topic. So I asked the question to several people today, what season do you think you're in, and how is it that you're discerning that specific time in your life? And it was interesting that I got several responses that were very concrete without wavering. And I got other responses where they weren't quite sure what season they were in. However, it was clear that for wherever they are in their spiritual life, they were struggling with the essence of what God was doing. So let's take a look at what a spiritual season may look like in winter. And winter to me is absolutely a wonderful time in God, but it's often misunderstood. Winter is a time of uncomfortableness. It's cold, it's chilling, things are being revealed. You feel somewhat isolated naturally in the winter. There are times when it snows and the grass is all covered and made white. And that's significant in itself when we know that the blood covers and things become white as snow. But in our spiritual life, the uncomfortableness of the winter when things are cold is actually an opportunity to get warm and intimate with God. It's a time to rest. In the wintertime, we don't get out and do physical activity the way we usually do. We usually come in and we want to snuggle up and stay warm and have things stored up from harvest, stored up from things that we've gathered so that it can keep us during our winter. It's a time for gaining instruction as things are being revealed in the winter, things are being shed in the winter. That's a time when God would desire us to get direction from Him, to get clarity from Him, to glean from the mistakes of our past, to repair and prepare for our spring season. So somebody would say, well, you know, Reverend Valerie, that all sounds well and good, but winters are harsh for me. And I can echo that in that I've experienced some season of winter in my life such that I murmured and complained because I didn't understand God's timing. There were things that I perceived in my winter season that were not God. They were Valerie. And because of it, I was not able to go into the next season prepared for what God had for me, which required me to stay in winter a little while longer to glean, to get further understanding from God so that when I move in His will and in His timing. So naturally, after winter comes spring. And we know, in the natural sense, when spring comes, we're planting seeds, we're cultivating things. There's movement and activity beginning to happen. We're experiencing new life budding. We're seeing birds and animals come back out from hibernation. It's a time of newness, and such it is in the natural sense. Springtime, in the spiritual sense, is a time of planting and a time of work and activity. Spring, in the spiritual sense, is time for us to put our hands to the plow, to begin to cultivate and work the plan that God gave us while in our winter season. Our spirits require energy in the springtime. Energy and movement. Springtime in the spirit is not a time to sit still, but it's a time to move forward and to fertilize our spirits with word, with conversation with God. It's a time of movement and newness. So we say, well, that's good. I can sort of understand that. But I look at this. If in the winter season you grumbled and you complained, you made a fuss about everything that was being revealed, that God was showing you to work on this, plant these seeds in a particular person, hold off on a certain thing, but because you, again, did not understand his timing, you move forward in the wrong direction. Held on to a relationship that God had said, rid yourself of. Held on to a job or anything. Held on to material things that God said to free yourself from. And you kept them. So when spring came, because you weren't able to hear God plainly and follow the instructions, you didn't receive the promises that God had for you in your spring. You weren't able to see the new things manifest because you didn't discern his timing. Now, I'm saying this, but all that I share with you, I relate to myself because of some of the mistakes I've made in life, moving ahead of God, not really waiting to hear his answer, but because he did not speak, I took it to be, it's okay, you can move. How wrong was I? And how costly it was for me to move outside of his will. But I thank God that as I walk with him now, and he is still revealing the times and the seasons of my life, that he's blessed me in spite of it. Praise God. As we move forward, after springtime, summer. Now we're in summer now, and it's marvelous today here in Richmond, Virginia. It's a beautiful evening. No real overcast. Just absolutely gorgeous day. And I am so grateful to God for that. But when we look at the summertime in our lives, it's a time of watering, of praying. It's a time of warfare. It's a time where you have to be careful that the things that God has given you, the things that God had planned for you, you have to be careful that you're not attacked or blindsided in the summertime. In the natural, you get busy and sometimes carefree in the summertime. We're at the beach, we're at the park, we're on the vacation. We're just living life like it's golden. But we're not being careful to calculate, to have an ear to hear, and to actually perceive what's ahead of us. And in that summertime, we're often tripped up because we've gotten too carefree. We've gotten too carefree. So then we look at our fall season. One of my coworkers said, I'm in my season of harvest. I just feel I'm in my season of harvest because God is manifesting and things are happening. And I was in total agreement with her because our fall season is a time of harvest. It's a time when there's evidence of the work that we've done in the previous seasons. It is a time of thanksgiving, a time of refreshing and storing for our winter season that will evidently and imminently come. It's a time for us to utilize our harvest by being a good steward of what we've been given by the Lord. Understanding your season. So you might ask yourself now, you know, I listened to all of that and that sounded insightful, but I still don't understand what season I'm in. Well, let me sort of help you. Take a look at where you are in your life. If you are in a place and you're constantly seeking God, and I don't mean just in church, or I'm talking constantly seeking God. The word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. So if I'm seeking God constantly, if I'm seeking God daily, even when I don't understand what's going on, God will reveal to you your season. He will reveal to you what the path of life is in front of you and how to move in it. He will reveal to you whether you are in a winter or spring, a summer or a fall. And as he reveals to you, what he's asking us to do is not to complain about whatever season it is that we found ourselves in. Often we're not able to interpret, discern the signs that God presents to us. And we're not able to discern that because we've not really spent the time with him to recognize. God wants us to spend that time with him so we can learn of his faithfulness and his love towards us, such that whatever season we're in, whatever it is we're being faced with, that we have the ability to handle that season and to reap the benefit. That's a blessing. Regardless of whatever season you are in your life, there is a blessing in that season. If it's springtime, know that you're planting and you're moving. There's activity. If it's winter, although it's uncomfortable, that's time to get warm with God. That's time to snuggle up with him to gain direction for your springtime. If it's summer, as we're busy, let's be careful to weed out any distractions, to weed out anything not like God. And we can do that in our spiritual warfare and in our prayer with him. Who the sun sets free is free indeed. And that's sort of how I see our summers. It's a time of freeness, a time to be free with God and to pretty much handle our business. And again, when fall comes, when harvest comes, when God begins to bless you, when he begins to shower down his blessings upon you, be a good steward over that which the Lord has given you. When farmers farm and the harvest comes, they use wisdom in that they may take some to the market, but you better believe that they've got things stored away to keep them during the transition of different seasons. God wants us to do that same thing. If you're in your harvest season, as I believe that the body of Christ, many of us are experiencing a harvest even as I speak. God wants us to be diligent with our harvest, to be good stewards over that, not just for ourselves, but being able to sow into the lives of others so that they'll understand the love and the care of our Father. I'm grateful to God for, in the midst of every season that I go through, that we go through, God's promises for us don't change. God does not change, but we do. Our situations, our opportunities, our mindsets, our behaviors, they often change according to outside influences. But listeners, I want to encourage you that God wants us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, so that our labor will not be in vain. So that as our seasons come, we can reap the benefit of every one of them. In every season, we've got to know that God is faithful, because it's his nature to be faithful to us. Psalms 36:5 tells us that. We've got to know that in every season, all things work together for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28 tells us that. Psalms 139, one said, God knows all about our situation, so we are never alone in any season of our life. We are never alone, because God is there with us in the midst of it, before us, even behind us, on every side of us. God is with us in every season of our lives. So we can't fret. We can't get twisted. We can't get bothered. We have to understand that there is a process in all things with our lives. There is a process that God has in place so that when seasons come, we're prepared. He wants us to be strong in him. He wants us to accept what he allows, knowing that he's an all-wise God, that he is a God of all knowledge, a God of all power, that he'll never leave us, he'll never forsake us. He is our Father, and he cares for us. So wherever you are today in your life, whatever it is you're facing, I know many of us are and have, even in this past month, God has opened doors of opportunity. There's been a lot of movement, a lot of blessings being bestowed upon his people. Walk in God's wisdom. Walk in God's way. Understand his will and understand the season that you're in. God is able to do all things but fail, listeners. He's able to keep us when we don't want to be kept. He loves us when we feel unlovable. He's just that type of God. He is just that type of God. So, what do I need to hold on to, Reverend Valerie, in order to understand my season? Well, let me suggest to you this, that wherever you are, whatever's going on, if you acknowledge God, he'll guide you. If you don't understand, then ask of him. He will reveal. And then once he reveals, and it may be a bit uncomfortable, know that he's with you, that he'll keep you, that he'll make provision for you, that if you hold on to his unchanging hand, you'll be fine. We all go through sometimes. We're hurt, we're lonely, we're alone, not really ever alone because he's there. But God says, don't fret anymore. Understand where you are in your life. Understand what I'm taking you through, that I'm taking you through with purpose to bring you to an expected end. And at that end, you are victorious. You are more than a conqueror. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. Listeners, I'm grateful to God for this time with you. I hope something I've said has ministered to your spirit to encourage you, to empower you, to understand your season, to understand that the promises that God has for us are yea and amen. That it's God's desire that we be blessed, that we walk in truth, that we walk in His truth, and that the plans that He has for us are fulfilled through our obedience. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for every listener. I thank you for those who are seeking answers about their seasons, God, because they don't quite understand why they keep going through what they're going through. But Father, even as they listen to this ministry episode, Father, that they understand that all of this is in your plan. And God, that we don't always get it. God, that we may be listening to your plan and moving forward and run into roadblocks and feel like it's the enemy. But God, sometimes it's you putting a roadblock there just to let us know to slow down and redirect and seek me because you're going a little bit too fast. God, you're that type of father to us. You care for us that much that you won't allow any harm to come to us when we listen and obey your word. Father, I thank you for the healings taking place, for the manifestation of your power in the lives of your listeners, God. I thank you for deliverance today, God. I thank you that there will be no more murmuring and no more complaining, but God, acceptance of that you're doing in our lives. God, because we trust you. We trust you with our lives. We trust you with our children. We trust you with our marriages. We trust you with our businesses. We trust you with our finances. Father, we trust you. And as we trust you, God, we know that you will bring us love, joy, peace. You will bring us all that is of you, God. Father, just be a blessing. You are a blessing. Bless your people, God. Bless your people in a marvelous way, God. Manifest your presence in their lives, God, in such a way that they'll know that they've been visited by you. Father, I thank you and I give you praise for this opportunity. And we count these things now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, listeners. Thank you for being on board with me again. I encourage that if you have any questions, please email me at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. If you find me on Facebook, Valerie Burwell, shoot me a message. Add me as a friend. Let us grow together, spreading the good news of the gospel and being a witness of who Christ is to this dying world. Know that I love you, that my prayers are with you. If you have prayer requests, please send them in. I'll gratefully pray for you and pray with you. Next week, join me as we'll talk about dealing with self in need. Dealing with self in need. This is Reverend Valerie Burwell from the Empowerment Bliss saying God bless you until next time. Good evening.